100 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
Our Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs. 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, the 26th day of the month of May, the final Friday in the month of May. It is 7:27, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Emporia Municipal Band Director Nancy Ricker. Nancy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
I have to ask here, Nancy, how excited are you for summer concerts here this year?
Oh, I am beyond excited. Our two rehearsals last week were amazing. The band's going to sound great this year.
So band numbers look good this year?
Yeah, actually. We had quite a few come out for our preseason rehearsals, so we should have a full setup.
Well, band numbers are so good that the bandstand is hardly big enough to hold you?
Yeah. We love our bandstand there in Fremont Park. It's historic. It's been updated. The city takes good care of it. But we are starting to grow beyond it. So we're looking at some ways to maybe set up some temporary stuff on the back so we can get some more space and be able to let more people participate.
Are you going to have to kind of keep the bandstand, you know, the current bandstand dimensions kind of the same as you move forward with this, or can you actually expand the actual, you know, bandstand itself?
Well, I don't know. That's a conversation we're going to have with the powers that be regarding the place where we play.
Well, Nancy says the band is sounding good, and you will open up the season very soon here, won't you? You'll be out at the All Veterans Memorial Monday?
Yeah, we'll be down there in our usual spot. We'll play pre-music starting at about 9 a.m. and then play during the ceremony.
What does it mean for you to be, you know, leading the band? Because for folks that don't remember, Nancy was announced as the municipal band director last summer following the retirement of James Davis. You've been, you know, part of the band now for, it sounds like, two decades, and now taking over not only as the director, but the, you know, you're probably tired of hearing this, but the first female director here in municipal band history.
Yeah, it means a lot to me. Like you said, I've played since my junior year of high school, so 2002, and I knew James for years, and I am just honored to be a part of the tradition of great directors that have led the city band, and they're a really fun group to stand in front of and make music with. So,
well, you do a tremendous job, and you know, the bar is set pretty high as far as municipal bands go. We've got a good one here.
Yes, I mean, we do.
A lot of talented musicians that are there performing Thursday nights in Fremont Park, and it is one big old slice of Americana. It really is.
It sure is, and we're looking to keep a lot of those great traditions, like the Children's March and all that good stuff.
Now, we have, really, it's nice to have you there as part of the Memorial Day festivities. You're normally there for Veterans Day services, too, later on in the year. So when do the Fremont Park concerts begin?
Next Thursday, right on June 1st, and we're going to run clear through to July 13th.
Okay. So how many concerts are you officially going to have then here over the month and a half?
Chuck didn't want to do the math there.
No, I didn't.
There are seven of them, starting at 8 p.m. in Fremont Park.
So will they be differently themed?
Oh, yes. We will keep some of our traditional ones. Like, we'll have the Salute to the National Teachers Hall of Fame on the week of induction, and we'll have our Salute to America on the week before Independence Day, so I think it's June 29th. And our last concert is always our Cook's Choice, where our musicians get to request all the music, which is usually a fun one.
That's great.
cool deal. What's going to be on the debut, the music list here for not Monday for the Memorial Day, but for that first concert coming up here on Thursday?
I am looking at some adventurous music, kind of tune into that feeling of the Unbound Gravel coming up the weekend afterwards. And it's really kind of a new journey for me to start off with the city band. I know I did the Christmas concert, but this feels like the real true beginning of my time with them.
Adventure.
Yeah.
Gravel. Band. It all will be mixed in a big cauldron right there for you at Fremont Park coming up on Thursday night. You mentioned you will be a part, the band will be a part of Match Day.
Yes.
And this year, how important is that for you?
That is awesome for us. We are really glad to be in it again this year. We are grateful to the city for their funds and their support, but we do have, you know, recurring expenses every year. So we use a lot of those Match Day funds to help support our musicians and to get equipment and materials and stuff for the band. So.
What type of stuff do you have on that front here for Match Day funds coming up here at the end of the year? And what did you wind up using Match Day funds here from last year?
Well, a lot of our stuff, sometimes it goes to the Christmas concert that we do at the Granada, helping rent out the Granada space. But also just we are one of the few community bands that is privileged enough to pay our musicians a small, it doesn't make up for, you know, a night off work for a college student, but it is, we can be competitive in that way and keep them coming back each week and help them play with us.
Well, and there is some music purchases too, is there not, that you have to deal with?
Yes, and, you know, equipment needs to be maintained. We don't own a lot, but we do have percussion instruments that we have to maintain from summer to summer, so there's some of that purchases, too.
Well, we want to keep the band cooking.
Yeah.
Here at Fremont Park. And it's about showtime.
Yeah.
No kidding. On Monday at the Memorial Day services, that will be broadcast here on KVOE. The audio on AM 1400, 96.9. We'll also have the audio and video stream, KVOE TV at KVOE.com. Beginning, the band will start, as Nancy mentioned, right around 9 o'clock. The services begin at 9:30, but they're a big part of the services and ceremony for Memorial Day coming up on Monday.
Absolutely. Nancy, in case people would like to join you for, say, the band itself, but also maybe in a supporting role, say, the Friends of the City Band, how do they do that? And maybe you can fill us in more about the Friends of the City Band and its work.
Well, the Friends of the City Band has a contact page on the back of our programs every week if they come to the concert. But we do have a Facebook page, the Emporia Municipal Band, and you can send a message there, and it actually comes straight to me, and I can get your information forwarded on to the right people.
Sounds
good. We're looking forward to it.
Awesome. Well, Nancy, thanks so much for joining us here today, and hope you have a wonderful season here, and looking forward to listening to you perform Monday and then also again on Thursday.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks for coming in, Nancy. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Yeah, Nancy Ricker, Emporia Municipal Band Director on our primetime Newsmaker here, Chuck.
All right. And if you want to be part of the Newsmaker segments next week, we only have Thursday and Friday open, so best to probably jump on that before the holiday. Make sure that you let us know, 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Monday, we'll have a late preview of that Memorial Day service with local veteran Ron Whitney. Tuesday, Jan Briggs promotes the Reading Tornado Trot and Trail. And then Wednesday next week, Rochelle Burke shares information on fundraisers coming up for a UTV crash victim, Hunter McCoy.
And our Newsmaker this morning, primetime Newsmaker, brought to you by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Opie Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Opie Chicken House, 7:33, sunny, 61 degrees. Stay tuned. Weekend weather next.
Fire up the grill and enjoy the Memorial Day weekend with Emporia's top buys on all your favorite beer, wine, and spirits from the liquor store. Every day's a great day to stock up at the liquor store at 507 South Commercial. They're home to one of Emporia's largest beer caves with convenient front door parking and have recently added an outdoor bulk ice machine to self-fill your coolers. Wishing you a fun and safe Memorial Day weekend. The liquor store, 507 South Commercial in Emporia.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Frontier Farm Credit. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage.